get her on the phone. Hey, Natalie Delap, how are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited. My heart's pounding. I'm thrilled.
Your Wednesday's going good because?
Because the California Fish and Game Commission just decided to give endangered species protections to gray wolves in California.
That is great news. And apparently there's only, like, just the one wolf that kind of crosses the border from time to time, right?
Right, right. There, California has a lone wolf that his name is OR7. He's a wolf from Oregon that has been making California part of his territory for the last 4 years. But a few weeks ago in early May, it was confirmed that he had been traveling with a female wolf, and it was likely that she was pregnant because the wolf mating season is in late January, early February. And Oregon biologists just confirmed this morning with photo documentation that they have puppies.
Aww.
And so there are new puppies in southwest Oregon, gray wolves, and we will have more gray wolves in California within the coming months and coming years. And now California has just provided protections to preserve their longevity so that they can recover in our state.
So this, again, is this federal listing or state? I mean, I don't understand that.
This is state listing.
Okay.
This is state listing. The federal government is deciding whether or not to remove federal Endangered Species Act protections. We do still have federal ESA protections in California right now because the plan has not been either affirmed or rejected. But, you know, as many people know, the wolves have been delisted in, like, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and one might say that there's a war on wolves. Many wolves are being shot, same with the Great Lakes area. And so it's more important now than ever to have states put protections in place so that if the federal government does decide to remove these federal protections, that the state has these laws and regulations in place to proactively be able to deal with our coming wolf population.